What's up, everybody? And welcome back to the Tuchaku Podcast. As always, we are your hosts, Xavier Nalton. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Watch and like the videos. Subscribe, follow the podcast. And pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Dude, can you believe it's already me?
No. In all honesty, I cannot. Yours been flying by, dude.
Yeah. In part, the summer's going to fly by even quicker.
Yeah. In part, it's probably because I'm also back in school. But, like, it's just been, like, a whirlwind. It's pretty crazy. Especially because, like, yeah, it's already May. It's lunacy. You know what else is lunacy? How close we are to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. So that we can hit 1,000 subscribers.
We're almost there.
Yeah, we are almost there. We're so close. And it's like, man, once we hit 1,000, we basically legit.
We're completely legit. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. We would have hit 1,000 subscribers a long time ago, but I checked today, and apparently 99.5% of the views are not subscribed. So,
Jesus.
A little bit of a disparity between viewership and subscribe. But hopefully we can close that distance. Yeah, it's 95.9% of people are not subscribed that watch our stuff. Which, that's a lot. That is a whole heckin' lot. But I wonder how well that ratio can actually be. You know what I mean? Like, You're obviously always going to get more people to watch a video than to subscribe to a channel.
Right.
But then you hit a point where it flip-flops, and then there's kind of no more potential for growth at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, how many people have, like, 20 million subscribers, but they're going to average, like, 1 million to 2 million views a video?
Yeah.
What percentage of those views are already subscribed? It's got to be the majority.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's a good indicator that we still have room to grow.
Right. We'll
put it like that. And you can help us grow to 1,000 subscribers. And to 4,000 watch hours.
Yeah.
Because
it's rough.
Watch hours suck, dude. Especially when you're
telling me
you're required to have like over 100 and something days of people watching. Let's see. 4,000 hours to days is 167 days. It's just crazy. That's so insane.
Absolutely insane.
So I really don't understand why it matters to them either. Why you can't just, like, monetize at, like, 500 subscribers, you know? Sure.
Because then everybody'd be doing it. Yes.
Everybody's pockets would be a little diluted also. But advertisers wouldn't care. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think an advertiser would be like, no, we don't want to give you 30 cents to play our commercial in front of 10 people. Like, I feel like they'd be like, yeah, okay. They're greedier than everybody else. I don't know.
It's rough, man. But you guys should definitely go subscribe.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this.
Yep.
Go ahead and stop. Pull up that YouTube app. If you're on your phone, you're on your computer, open up YouTube.
Subscribe to the channel.
Just hit that subscribe button.
Yep. Hit that subscribe button. The more people that know us, the better for them, the more recommendations that they will get, and the more chances they will have to interact with two other fans of anime, and you're going to get another way to interact with us this coming some month, I don't remember, because we have plans to go to a convention, and it'd be nice to meet some of you guys there.
Yeah, we're going to be potentially going to, what is it, GalaxyCon in San Jose in August. So if you are going to be in Cali, you want to go to an anime convention that's not quite as expensive as Anime Expo is. No shade towards Anime Expo, of course. But Anime Expo is in LA. It's a lot more money. It's during a time of the year where flights are expensive. Flights are already expensive to Cal. So flights are going to be expensive. You know what I'm saying? Hotels are going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets to Anime Expo themselves is going to be expensive. And if you're like me, when you go to conventions, you want to save all your money to drop on figures. So it's like wherever I can save money, I'm down. So yeah, we saw that GalaxyCon, which if you guys don't know, we went to GalaxyCon, 2 years ago now? Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Go check out our video on YouTube if you want to see sort of an experience at GalaxyCon. It's a convention that kind of like they have multiple throughout the year in different states. And so, yeah, they're going to have one in San Jose, which I didn't know until I was like looking it up. And I was like, oh, snap, dope. Because I know they have a GalaxyCon in North Carolina. And then I think they have one in Virginia, too. So to see they have one also in Cali is pretty dope. I'm sure they probably got some in some other states. But yeah, we're going to be hitting or at least planning on hitting the one in San Jose in August. I think it's August, the weekend of the 15th. I think it's like the 16th through the 18th or something like that. So all I'm saying is GalaxyCon, if you're out here listening, you know what I'm saying? You want to invite your boys to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Do a panel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We
would be down. Especially because last time we got ghosted about it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it wouldn't happen.
Not by GalaxyCon, but.
Yeah, not by GalaxyCon. It wasn't you, GalaxyCon. It was some other people. But this is why we're hoping to get as many subscribers as we can by then, because honestly, it would be cool just to run into people, to be able to have a conversation with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That would be a cool experience to have. Just to be like, oh, hey, you know, I listen to the podcast, I'm subscribed to the YouTube channel, I'm reading this because you recommended it. I would be like, my job is done. Like, I'd be so happy because, you know, I mean, the whole point of this is just to share what we're passionate about with other people that we know are passionate about it also, but who also just might not have the time or really know where to look for new things. I mean, listen, I'm always looking for new manga. It's a detriment. It's a problem. And it's not getting any better. So. Might as well share it with everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Might as well. Everybody else shares their nonsense. You know? Might as well share mine too. But yeah. So we're going to be trying to go to that. Regardless, you know, regardless of whether we see people or not, it's going to be a good time. And it's going to be a figure time. So hopefully there's some good ones. You know, sometimes the selection is, but hopefully there are some good ones. Hopefully Elton doesn't get screwed with a guy hiding the figure that he wanted.
I learned my lesson last night.
Yeah, you get it when you see it, because the dude literally hit it. Came back, literally saw him pull it out, put it back on the table. Dude.
Wait, you didn't have to do all of that to me, man.
I especially don't get it because it's like you were already going to buy the figure and the prices were the same, just the pose was different. So I don't understand why you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, I have that one. Is this the one you'd rather get? Yes. Here's the money. Buy. You know what I mean?
Exactly, dude.
I didn't understand that, but
you know.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
So hopefully that doesn't happen again, because that was pretty sad.
It was.
Sad. Wasn't something that I was expecting to see, but it happened. Definitely happened. So yeah, we'll be there. And it'll be fun. Got a new video coming out tomorrow. Already uploaded. Ready to go.
I got some scripts ready. I just gotta finish reading up on some of this manga.
Mm-hmm.
This new manga I got. Posted a new, I made a little manga haul video for TikTok. And nice. I got like four nice. Things of manga that I need to read. Did some reviews on whether or not I want to recommend. I already know two of them looked dope enough for me to recommend.
Nice.
The third one, I 100% might come on just based off of what I've heard. It like I heard it's pretty good. So.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got to read these first volumes and then.
You did a recommendation on Bouncer, right?
No, I did not. The only reason why I started a script on it, the only reason why I stopped is because the manga, like a new chapter hasn't come out in so long. And I'm like, I don't want to recommend it if it's done. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, a new chapter came out today.
Excuse me?
Yeah. That's what I was asking because I don't remember. I knew that you at least like had one. But I couldn't remember if you had put it out.
No, I had like doing a script for it, and that's what I think. Like maybe like I think it might have been the last time we recorded or something. I had mentioned mm-hmm. I was like it sucks. Bouncer hasn't dropped a new chapter, dude. Because like
yeah,
man, like I haven't gotten any, and
it was gone for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
April 6th. 23, then the next chapter was May 5th, 2024, and then one came out today. I don't know what was going on with that, but if you want to know about Bouncer, there should be a video soon from Alton about Bouncer if you want to know what that's about. But yeah, pretty crazy. I'm glad it came back, because now I can catch up, because honestly that is also the reason why I haven't caught up.
There's two new chapters. There's three new chapters.
There's three?
Oh, well, no, there's two new chapters. I just didn't read chapter 79 because, I was trying to let it build up, and that one came out last year, so.
Yeah.
There's two new chapters. One, it came out 8 days ago, and one, it came out today.
Yeah, when you told me it stopped, like, I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to catch up now. But now I got to catch up. Again. So that's awesome. That'll be nice. I don't think I'm doing a recommendation I am doing a recommendation, but it's not a manga recommendation. I think it's got to be on X-Men.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it'll be a why you should watch. Kind of. Not because I'm saying you shouldn't watch it. You should watch it. But kind of because I don't trust Disney. So. You know.
Fair enough.
First season, incredible. Second season,
we'll see.
We'll see what happens, because apparently they already fired the guy who was doing the show. So.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yep.
Welcome to Disney.
Welcome to Disney, where anything good gets killed, and anything bad, it's your fault that it's not good. So, yeah. But yeah, man, I'm excited though. I'm excited that Bouncer's back.
Same, dude.
I'm excited about dude. Because Bouncer is one of my favorite, like, I don't know what you would even call it. Adult brawlers, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's an adult. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I gotta write this down because I don't know how I forgot to do a recommendation for Yagen.
I don't know. Especially because I feel like you always talk about it.
I haven't talked about it in a long time, okay?
Run the tape. Like an episode ago. There you go.
Is it my... I think it's in my completed... Like,
man, I need a refresher on Bouncer, dude. I'm just skimming the last chapter.
It is.
And I don't even really remember what the heck happened.
Yeah. Yagen? Bro, I need to do... Yeah, I gotta do a video on that one.
Yeah.
That one's super interesting. But yeah, Bouncer is, yeah.
It's brutal. It's hardcore.
It's yeah, R18. I don't remember what was happening.
Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be one of these, like, I got to read it and remember through, like, exposition.
Yeah. You know, we'll have to go, like, at least flashbacks. 5 chapters back.
Yeah, it's been a year. This is the terrible thing about manga, is that it does this sometimes. Or, you know what I always feel bad about is when I do a record and, like, the chapter had come out maybe the week before I do the recommendation, and then it's on hiatus for like 2 months. Oh, it's like, man, I just recommended something that just stopped or something. It's terrible. I feel like it happens all the time.
Yeah, I need to come back on my manga reading, man. I've only been reading Blue Lock.
That's it?
Blue Lock and JJK.
Come on, bro.
No, I've been slacking, bro.
Yeah, apparently. Got to get on that grind.
Yeah.
Got to be reading Super Ball Girls.
I don't know what that is, man, but
I don't know what it is either, but I just found it.
You need to get back on Yomi no Sugai, which is a new manga made by creators of Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look exactly like it? You need to get
back on Kachi Yakuta. Oh. Yeah, it does.
Oh, same. Man. Nah, you're going to want to read Super Ball Girls. 100%. 100%. And I'm going to tell you why right now. You might not know the name. Kaneshiro Muneyuki. You know who that is?
No.
You should, because they were working on Blue Lock and Yagon.
Excuse me?
Yup. Super Ball Girls, boy.
wait a minute. So, in case you guys don't know how I found Blue Lock, you just can't go me back, bro. In case you guys don't know how I found Blue Lock, it's because of Yagi. Bro, what is this that they have? It's completed. It's called Grosh Rose? Yo, the cover, though, looks crazy.
Which one? Oh,
I had to start reading episode Nagi too.
Say that Grosh Rose. Is he like a hunter or something? I don't know. Well, this description: Ichinoshi continues to work at a chocolate factory, always keeping in mind what is best for him. One Christmas night, on his way home, he finds a mysterious super ball that rolls out of the darkness. That's enough for me. And it's written by the writing is done by the same person.
I gotta get back into Kakarotbachi too. And Togen Anki, bro. Oh gosh, I'm so behind on everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, if you guys don't know, I was reading Yagen and I happened to click on, because like if I like really enjoy a manga, dude. What's it called? I get the artist and Arthur. Because I'm like, yo, this looks super interesting. I'm like, you know, if I enjoy it, I'm like, let me see what else the Arthur has done. And same. I seen they had like Blue Lock was going on, dude. So I was like, okay. I seen it with soccer. I was like, what is this? So I like bookmarked it, and then I was like, let me wait until I finished Yagen, you know, in case, like, I didn't like how the Arthur ended the story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love Yagen was, like, dope. Let me give Blue Lock a try. Best decision of my life. I think Blue Lock is their highest rated manga, too, right now, at least on the site I'm on.
I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised if it is. It's definitely their most famous one, that's for sure. Super, I mean, it already got the anime, girls. And I assume it'll get another one. New season, Super Ball Girls. I don't know if it's any good, but
yeah, 7.95 rating.
Okay. I already like the art style, and at least it's being made by an author that we know to be good. So I'm here for it.
This guy might be one of my favorite authors, bro. If he has such a generational run like this, yeah. Where he has Blue Lock, Yagen. I think the only reason why Yagen wasn't as popular as it could have been was his, what's it called? Because of how dark it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, obviously, you know, yeah, I don't think it's going to gain as much traction as something as, like, Blue Lock.
Yeah.
This yeah. one's completed. I'm going to check it out.
That's especially because rating. Blue Lock is also much more of a general thing than Yagen.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yagen's weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's 100% it, weird, dude. Like,
it's dark. Like, I get why people would be like, eh, Blue Lock is safe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get anything close to what Yagen does in Blue Lock.
Mm-hmm.
But Super Ball Girls.
I might have to check out. Yeah, I might have to check this out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out.
Catch up on the rest of the manga. Starting with Bounce.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't remember how that came about, but yeah. Definitely going to check that out. Listen, if it's good, you'll know because you'll get a recommendation either next week or the week after for Super Ball Girls from me.
Right.
So, like, you'll know soon enough about my feelings about Super Ball Girls. Now, if it's like something that I can't recommend, like it's just too raunchy or something, then you won't see a recommendation, and lucky you for listening to this episode, because now you know about it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe when we hit the, what is it, the 1,000 subscribers, 4,000 watch hours, and we could do, like, the member location, we could do some kind of more adult ones, because then it's, like, hidden from the public.
I think that's the reason why I didn't do a video on Yagen yet, because it was a little like raunchy and it has definitely has some like trigger warnings.
Right. Cause I think, I'm not 100% sure how the membership thing works for YouTube. Like I doubt you can put like nudity in the videos. You know what I mean? But since it is locked behind like a paywall, I think you can kind of treat it more like a Patreon where you can do a lot more extreme things. But again, I don't think you could do, like, I think Patreon will allow you to do whatever you want. You, like, I don't think they care.
Oh, yeah. So, no, they don't. They definitely don't care.
I don't think YouTube will be like that, but I think you'd be able to get away with a lot more heavy topic kind of manga that, you know. Because there are some that I would like to recommend, but I just know, like, I can't put that on general YouTube. You know what I mean? Like it would have to be like an emitter thing. Because that's the only way. That's the only
call
way.
Call it Manga After Dark.
Yeah. I mean it'd have to be something like that. It would have to be something like that.
Because yeah, I 100% think Yagen falls underneath it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, Yagen's like it's definitely super raunchy and dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it has the erotica tab on the site I use.
Oh. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, some of those are the best, you know? Because it's like...
I mean, yeah, Yagen is a yeah. It's crazy.
You know, it gives you more leeway, you know, to be, like, realistic also. You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, obviously a lot of manga aren't going to do that. And obviously YouTube isn't going to allow you to show that.
Yeah.
But maybe you can with the members thing. Maybe that's the solution. Doing more, I don't want to say like doing raunchy stuff, but you know what I mean? Being able to recommend more adult type
of rated M stuff. Like,
yeah.
And it's not always just like sexual acts, but it's like, also, no. like Yagen is like you said, there's a lot of like trigger warning stuff in there that right. like also like you know kind of like beat at your own risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which are some of the best.
Yeah, but we'll check this out. See how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So, to get there though, gotta subscribe.
Absolutely.
Gotta watch. I mean, that's the only way. But we'll see. I assume they let you know what the rules are. But we'll just have to wait and see.
Indeed.
So, like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to the podcast. Pick up something for yourself in that Teespring merch store. All links are in the description boxes down below. Other than that, we'll see all of you in the next one.
Until next time, guys.